I have asked so many people, when you were going through this hard time, who helped? Not one time has somebody said, oh, it was a PhD in theology from this seminary. He had the wisest explanation of why things happen. Often they won't even say a pastor. They'll usually point to a grandmother, somebody with time on her hands who will just sit there and be a servant. And there's the old story of Job in the Old Testament. We always talk about Job's comforters in kind of a pejorative way because they weren't very helpful. But if you read the story carefully, when they came, they were so upset by what had happened to Job. They tore their clothes, sat down beside him for 7 days and seven nights before they said a word. That was actually the time when they were most helpful to him. It's when they opened their mouth that the problem started. And in the book, I outline some of the things we say well-intentioned because we want to say something. So people will say, well, if just one person comes to Christ as a result of this funeral, it'll all be worth it. Or you say to a little child, you know, or a parent who lost a child, God wanted your child more than you did. Well, those things, they may be well-intentioned. There may be a little element of truth, but they hurt. And often it's because the timing is bad. Right after someone is going through tragedy is not the time to step back and give these concepts to deal with the theology. Mainly, they need love. They need support. They need concern. And so my advice to Christians, how can I help, is keep your mouth shut and see what needs doing that can actually practically get them through these few days.